Just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul first and foremost. I've been burdened down and weary these past 2 weeks. But I know the Lord is always near. Thankful that He saved my soul when I was a 10-year-old boy. I'm so unworthy for His lovingness. And the love that He bestowed upon me. I just want to thank You for the prayers. Boy, prayer is so helpful. Thankful that I have friends and family to pray for me. I'm thankful I have a Lord that will come to me and will always be there for me. That when I come and He hears and He listens, He's the best listener of all. And I just pray that the Lord will give me the words that He wants me to say. Because I need Him more than ever. And I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful that He's given me the opportunity to be a servant of Him. And it's a hard thing, and never really realized it until now. But I love the Lord, and I begin to study as best as I can and best as I knew how. And sorry, I'm trying to find my scripture. But I begin to study and I ask the Lord where He'd want me to go. And I began to think of the word, just a simple word, listen. Listen or there will be consequences.
Amen.
There's times where I haven't listened to the Lord like I should. There's times that I've battled not listening to Him. And there's consequences for not listening to the Lord.
Amen.
We hear the Lord, sometimes we hear Him and we don't know how to hear what He says, and sometimes I feel like we're not listening hard enough. And I ask you, lost soul, if you're here today, that you seek the Lord.
Yes.
For your soul is the most important part, and that's to be saved.
Yeah.
I remember when I was lost, I remember I was fearful, I was scared to lay down my head at night because I didn't know where I was going. Because I didn't know that I was either going to go to a heaven or hell. And hell is real. Hell is as real as it gets.
Amen.
I just pray, I just ask your prayers. I've been really trying to ponder over where to go. Asking the Lord where He wants me to read, what He wants me. I just ask Him for the words to say. I'm no better than anybody in here, but I know that I got a Savior that's there for me, and He can be there for you.
Amen.
Before I go any further, I'm just filling my heart. I just gotta read. I'm gonna be reading in James, and I'm gonna start in chapter 1, verse 19. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and is receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, that this man shall be blessed of his deed." And I began to ponder over the 22nd verse. Well, honestly, I'll start in the 19th verse. Sometimes we're so So we just try not to be we be too slow to hear and too fast to speak. And that's my problem. Sometimes I'm definitely the one to talk, but I just love that to the man to be swift to hear. Swift, as in other words, be fast to hear. We should be fast to hear what the Lord is telling us. That was my problem when I was when the Lord was calling me to preach. I wasn't listening hard enough. Sometimes I sit outside and I just listen to the outside and listen to the nature and listen to the silence of the world, the corruption of the world. And I was fast to speak, try not to listen to what the Lord was telling me. And when I heard that voice, I knew that I better do something or else the Lord's gonna tear me down.
Yeah.
And I also just wanted to look at the 22nd verse. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Us as saved individuals, we should be doers of the word. I fail at times to do what the Lord wants me to do because I'm scared and I'm weak. He knows our weakness. He knows our trials and tribulations. He knows where we stand. But if we don't come to Him and we don't give our all to the Lord, we are nothing without God. We are nothing without Him. And lost soul, I pray that you just get yourself right with the Lord, because you may not have another tomorrow. I remember, I began to ponder and think about Jonah as he was in the belly of the whale. And he didn't listen to the Lord. And he finally listened to the Lord and he spoke 8 words. I was so scared of what I was going to say and what the Lord would want me to say. But that's not the point. That's not the point.
Man.
The Lord is here. The Lord can be here. The Lord can be in your soul and He can save your soul for it's everlasting too late. I'm just thankful to be here. And I just pray that you'll help me, pray for me, that I can do His work. And I know it's short, but it's just all it's on my heart. I've always been taught to, when you're done, and sit down. And I need your prayers, and I'm just thankful for all the prayers that you guys have done and prayed for me. It's such a blessing, and there's so much power in prayer. And I've been such in a weary state, but I'm just thankful the Lord is always here for me, and He can always be here for you.